few years back, I saw a highlight on ESPN, one of their top plays of the day, college softball game. The team batting having a chance for a walk-off win. Pitcher delivered the pitch. The batter sent the ball over the fence for a game-winning home run. Problem was, when she left the batter's box, she rolled her ankle. She couldn't walk. Two members of the defensive team, the team that just lost, walked to home plate, picked her up, and carried her around the bases. The home run counted, but what made that play special wasn't the home run. It was the act of those two losing team members to pick her up and carry her around the bases that left a lasting memory to me. We've seen the same in the International Track and Field Championships. Someone falls in mid-race, another runner will help them across the finish line. Bemidji State may need some help to get across the finish line today. The regular season comes to a close after tonight's game, and the Beavers have just 10 healthy forwards. The weekend started with 11 healthy forwards, and Jackson Jutting went down mid-game with an injury. X-rays earlier this morning. The fear is that he is lost for the year. The Beavers limping to the finish line today won't get any sympathy from the St. Thomas Tommies. Coach Tom Ceratori.
We were so shorthanded, and our guys gave their all, but we were just so shorthanded.
Last night's game couldn't have started any worse for BSU. Just 17 seconds in, the turnover monster reared its ugly head once again.
Puck is down, and we are underway. The Tommies control the opening faceoff, send it up the near side wall. Collision back behind the net. It's Wallen and Zmolik. Puck turned over right out in front. A shot kicked aside. Rebound tapped in by St. Thomas.
Gotta make it to the finish line every day, every day. Gotta make it to the finish line.
It was just one goal. Beavers have come back from a one-goal deficit a lot of times this year, but that one goal just 17 seconds in certainly made it feel a lot worse. The Beavers, Ross Armour.
Obviously, you don't want to let it go in on the first shift, but we bounced back there in the first in the power play, and then we just needed to get that second one.
Bemidji State going to try to cross the finish line today in front of Northern Michigan's Wildcats. They enter the final game of the regular season tied in the CCHA standings. Northern owns the tiebreaker. The Beavers need to finish with at least one more point than Northern after tonight's game ends. The Beavers' depleted roster won't get any sympathy from Northern Michigan tonight either. When the weekend started, Bemidji State had its sights set on the finish line, where they controlled their own destiny for home ice in the playoffs, which start next Friday. But going into tonight's season finale, Bemidji State needs some help from the Bowling Green Falcons. The final game of the regular season. What will Bemidji State's lineup look like? We'll tell you that and drop the puck here at the top of the hour. The final Budweiser pregame show of the regular season. The finish line is in sight, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.